1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. 8 Israeli hostages have been released by Hamas on this 7th day of a ceasefire. Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense and ABC News contributor Mick Mulroy.
The fact that this is working, as difficult as it is an indicator that this might be the mechanism that when both sides are ready to stop the fighting, which obviously is primarily Israel, that this could be used to have a permanent ceasefire.
The latest exchange also includes the release of 30 Palestinian prisoners. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure cooling to 0.2% last month, news celebrated by President Biden.
This flat inflation number is helping deliver a little bit of breathing room for folks in this right now, especially around the holidays.
It's the lowest year-over-year inflation rate in over 2 years. The House is debating an expulsion measure for Republican Congressman George Santos, who's facing federal campaign violation charges. A vote is expected tomorrow. This is ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What's going on, Wisconsin? It's Kristen Bry checking in to say hi and let you know, all things considered, my maternity leave's going great. Thank you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel is making his campaign for Wisconsin Supreme Court official today. The Republican would take on liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2025. The next race for the high court could again decide the court's ideological balance. Conservative Judge Maria Lazar is also thinking of running. President Biden does better with likely voters in recent polls, while Donald Trump does better with less than likely voters, assuming that's the presidential matchup next year. Pollster Charles Franklin.
So mobilization of voters on both sides, but especially on Trump's side, will be a big key to victory in 2024.
Franklin at a forum at Marquette University yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Drivers this morning across Wisconsin found spots with difficult travel as freezing fog and water from melting snow froze overnight on roadways. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation listed nearly every road in the state as having slippery stretches on its 511 service this morning. The DOT says deer-related crashes in northwestern Wisconsin are down this year, nearly 400 from a year ago. About 2,000 crashes have been reported this year so far. However, this year there have been 4 fatal crashes as opposed to 1 last year. The State Patrol says that if you see a deer in the road, don't swerve, as it is safer to hit the deer rather than driving off of the roadway. If you bought a fruit cup or fruit tray from Quick Trip, check your fridge, as the company is issuing a voluntary recall of its fresh fruit products containing cantaloupe. The recall is part of a nationwide outbreak of salmonella from cantaloupe, according to the FDA. No one has reported getting sick for the products sold by Quick Trip. The affected products have sell-by dates of November 4th through December 3rd. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tournament time in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament getting underway tonight at the UW Fieldhouse. The Badgers, with a record of 26-3, take on Jackson State. It's been an exciting journey, says head coach Kelly Sheffield.
You know, our wins against Nebraska or Iowa, we can talk about the draw. We're certainly excited about the draw and being able to host here opening weekend. Talk about Jackson State, we can go a lot of different directions. So just a great time of year.
Baseball, Devin Williams named the National League's best relief pitcher of the year. The Brewers closer had 36 saves in 61 games this season. NFL, the Packers host the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
You know, there's not many quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes out there, and you combine him with guys like Travis Kelce. That's one of the best combinations in all of the National Football League.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. 18 tonight under clear skies. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, highs around 34. Lows around 21 tomorrow night. A dusting of snow Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 32.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Okay.
Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the
dashboard. Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to say that I've got Anya in the booth with me, and we are going to be joined this hour by two of Civic Media's own, the hosts of Raised in Wisco, none other than Joel Clefish and Danielle Friedman. So excited to be doing that. Then I'm going to hang around for a little bit with them after my show's over. But in all seriousness, got to just jump right into some things here. First of all, I watch a little bit of TV now and again. Have y'all seen this commercial for kids' toys? They're Hess trucks. These things sell for like $50 a piece. And these Hess trucks, it's like all police vehicles, okay? That's what it is. And the current ad that's running, it's like you buy the truck thing and you get a... This is from their website now. The, quote, heavy-duty dual-axle police truck is a geared-up, green-colored, tactical, support-enhanced vehicle. So it's like a tactical police vehicle? Why am I talking about this? Oh, by the way, there are 55 different red and blue light features, and they've got all kinds of sirens, and oh, there's a slide-out battering ram. Why am I talking about this? It had kind of lodged in my brain because there's been a lot of sort of media and Hollywood entertainment descriptions and depictions of law enforcement over many years. A lot of folks refer to it as the law and order effect, whereby we think everybody is Olivia Benson. Right, like fighting for the victims, you know, very always following the letter of the Constitution, consulting with the attractive, always female assistant district attorneys. And it glamorized and it gave us almost what I would argue is a really idealized version of the police. These were, you know, it's Lenny Briscoe, baby's dad from Dirty Dancing, like that guy you trust, right? Dennis Farina, guy who always plays a gangster or a cop, was in this old show, Crime Story. These were people that, even where they had personal flaws, these people fought for us. Fight for regular people. And it made us all feel really good about the police and district attorneys and law enforcement agencies. And I think that's all fine. Now, there's actually a bit of a dirty underside to that. I'm not going to get into that now because I've got other things I want to talk about today, including the recently introduced GOP Assembly Bill 641. But, and if you want to know about Dick Wolf's political proclivities, there's Google. Very interesting backstory on Law and Order. But my point here is, I grew up, because of my whiteness, the privilege I had, you know, never having ever conceived that I could ever have a negative interaction with the police. Inherent trust, without question, unquestioning inherent trust, faith, if you will, near religion style faith in law enforcement agencies and police. Obviously, as I have matured and grown up and had some different sorts of experiences, my view has become more nuanced and complicated. And just like any group of people with an extraordinary amount of power, you don't take it on faith. You got to ask for accountability. You got to seek greater transparency, all those things. And I've been humbled and opened my mind to the fact that the whiteness of my skin gives me a privilege, a freedom, a comfort with which I move through the world that not everybody else enjoys, especially Black folks. So I just, you know, we glamorize law enforcement in many ways. These trucks, this tactical vehicle with a battering ram and 55 different lights and all kinds of different sirens is a children's toy that we will give for Christmas. It's a military vehicle, folks. It's like a Humvee, basically, with a battering ram. This is a child's toy. This is the police. It's fine if the police are just like the military. That's the message. Law and order. You can always trust the police. There's no problem there. Religious-like reverence and faith extended nearly without question for decades and decades and decades. And then cell phone videos and body cameras. We're having different conversations now. This was not what I was going to talk about today, by the way, but as I was sitting waiting for my show to start, an article popped up on my phone. This is a New York Times investigative report. The title of the article is "How a Goon Squad of Deputies Got Away with Years of Brutality." And I started reading it and I thought, nope, this is what we're going to talk about. So here goes. This is reporting by Brian Howey and Nate Rosenfield, just published minutes ago by the New York Times. For nearly two decades, a loose band of sheriff's deputies roamed impoverished neighborhoods across a central Mississippi county, meeting out their own version of justice. Narcotics detectives and patrol officers, some whom called themselves the Goon Squad, barged into homes in the middle of the night, accusing people inside of dealing drugs. Then they handcuffed them or held them at gunpoint and tortured them into confessing or providing information, according to dozens of people who say they witnessed the assaults. Witnesses described violence that sometimes went on for hours and seemed intended to strike terror into the deputies' targets. In the pursuit of drug arrests, deputies of the Rankin County Sheriff's Department shocked Robert Jones with a taser in 2018 while he lay submerged in a flooded ditch, then rammed a stick down his throat until he vomited blood. During a raid the same year, deputies choked Michael Hobson with a lamp cord and waterboarded him to simulate drowning, then beat him until the walls were spattered with his blood. That raid took place at the home of Rick Loveday, a sheriff's deputy in a neighboring county, who said he was dragged half naked from his bed. This is a sheriff's deputy that this happened to, who said he was dragged half naked from his bed at gunpoint before deputies jabbed a flashlight threateningly at his buttocks and then pummeled him relentlessly. The string of violence might have continued unchecked if not for one near fatal raid in January, according to a Justice Department investigation. Deputies broke into the home of two Black men, Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker, shocked them with tasers and threatened to rape them. Deputy Hunter Elward then shoved the barrel of a gun into Mr. Jenkins' mouth, not realizing that a bullet was in the chamber, and pulled the trigger. Mr. Jenkins was grievously injured. The incident was thrust into the national spotlight, and in August, five deputies and a police officer pleaded guilty to criminal charges. the article goes on. And it quotes the sheriff of Rankin County claiming, I didn't know any of this was going on. I'm disgusted and shocked by all of this criminal activity. And that's where the investigative journalism part kicks in, because they went through hundreds of court records. And it is simply a lie that the sheriff of this county didn't have some idea that something so egregious, so extreme, such an extraordinary violation of civil rights and constitutional rights had been going on for a long time in Rankin County, because lawsuits repeatedly alleged it and had witness accounts substantiating those. So I ask you, why is it presumptively okay to glorify any sector of government, any group of people with this kind of power? Especially when for so many decades we reflexively on faith in a near religious sort of reverence simply trusted. But now we have information that draws that faith, that reverence, that unequivocal, unquestioning, unblinking trust into question. Stories like these. This is extreme, I grant you. But it was persistent, it was known, and it was participated in by over 20 different officers over years. That kind of betrayal, it's beyond betrayal of trust. It's inhuman. It's torture. It's human rights abuses at the most grotesque level. And just so that we all don't, oh, well, that doesn't, those things don't happen here. I've been from Milwaukee, born and raised here, lived here a very long time. Yes. Do you remember the body cavity search cases? Because I do. Drug interdiction, violent crime interdicting cops that were in a particular unit. And most police departments have these high intensity drug trafficking. They got all these cool names for these special units. These guys strip searched and did cavity searches of grown men, not yet guilty of a crime, in public on the street. That happened at MPD within the last 10 years. So maybe let's not give out the militarized police vehicles as Christmas presents to toddlers. I don't know, just a thought. Maybe we don't take shows like Law and Order as biblical truth, just a thought. Maybe we actually engage in having a nuanced, complicated, difficult decision, because I know a whole number of cops personally, and they are friends of mine, and they do incredible work every day, and I will be forever grateful for their service. But the ones that act like the goon squad, because they exist, we got to be able to talk about. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about Assembly Bill 641. You're not going to believe it, because I certainly didn't. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hands up, hands high. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang. Suki suki, I'm coming in the Cherokee gasoline. There's steam on the window screen. Take it. Wheels bouncing like a trampoline. When I get to where I'm going, gonna have you trembling. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls do it well.
Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What's going on, Wisconsin? It's Kristen Bry checking in to say hi and let you know, all things considered, my maternity leave's going great. Thank you for tuning in to As Goes Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app while I'm gone. Can't wait to be back to share mommy stories and get back to breaking down the never boring Wisconsin news cycle.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go get that app. It's free. But if you don't want the app and you're sitting at home right now, you can also listen to me on your Alexa devices. You just need to talk at the thing. And by the way, if you don't know this about your Alexa device, you can go on the Alexa app and you can change the voice to a man's voice and you can rename the thing Ziggy, which I have done because I get to boss a guy around at home. It's fun. You can listen to me on Alexa, tell all your friends. You can call me up on Spotify. You can catch the old episodes there too. Lots of ways to access the Maggie Dawn Show. Donald Trump claimed yesterday, and I'm going to get to Assembly Bill 641 in a second, but this is just too rich. Donald Trump claimed yesterday that BLM is now pro-Trump. Black Lives Matter, pro-Trump. Because this guy, Mark Fisher, who claims to be the co-founder of BLM Rhode Island, went on Fox and said he loves Trump. I love the man. How could you not like a real man, Mr. Fisher said. How could you not relate to someone like that? And he basically said, Black people need to, this is his words, not mine, Black people need to start pivoting off the Democratic plantation. We've been slaves to that party. Actually, we've been mental slaves, afraid to get off that plantation. And so then Donald Trump went on about this. Of course, this guy is not an actual leader of the Black Lives Matter movement, never was. He just set up a S-Corp in Rhode Island that says BLM, RI, Inc. BLM had to denounce him. His organization is illegitimate, not in any way connected to the righteous BLM community fighting to protect and save Black lives. Continuing to call Mark Fisher a Black Lives Matter leader is disingenuous and inappropriate. And in case anybody has forgotten, here's what Donald Trump has actually said about BLM. It's a symbol of hate. They're spreading violence in our cities, and they are supporters of an organization called Black Lives Matter, BLM. It's hurting the Black community. And he asked the Biden administration in June 2022, I didn't know this, Donald Trump, not president, asked the Biden administration to have the federal government step in to basically dismantle BLM because they are turning our communities into war zones. BLM and Antifa burn down cities, kill people, and nothing happens to them. I actually thought Kyle Rittenhouse killed somebody and nothing happened to him, but maybe those are alternative facts. Now BLM's pro-Trump. I mean, who knew? Who knew? Okay, Assembly Bill 641. I just, the news is, it's just a never-ending cycle of I can't believe what I'm reading. But, GOP Republicans in our state assembly, very, very concerned about these books that young people are reading. Goodness. Because apparently they don't know that kids now all have phones. There's the internet and there's internet porn. But let's worry about the books, the words. The words are the problem, not the interwebs. That's fine. So they introduced Assembly Bill 641. And here's what it does. It requires public libraries within 24 hours of anything being checked out by a child aged 15 or younger, it requires libraries within 24 hours to report a list of the items checked out by anyone aged 15 or under to their parents. Say what? I'm sorry, when did Margaret Atwood's writing become, like, there's some great scourge or, like, troublesome trajectory of youth now that they're reading Handmaid's Tale? Like, what exactly is it, people, about the words? So here's what I've got in my head, because we know this is going to happen if this gets passed, and thank God there's Governor Evers, and he would veto this nonsense. You'd have some kid who maybe isn't certain about their gender or their sexual preference, or is just curious, check out something that's been vetted by professional educational specialists and librarians and is in a public library. It's not pornography. Checks out a book, has very fundamentalist parents. Parents get the thing and the get the report, and the kid gets the crap beaten out of him. That's going to happen. That would happen. I mean, can anybody listening actually make an argument to me that at some point in your life, you didn't go to a book to answer some kind of question that you were too embarrassed to ask a human being? Truly. Because if you never did that, or you never Googled something that you weren't too embarrassed to, because that's what a library is. It's the written down version of that. You can't trust librarians, and we got a police report out. By the way, the idea of libraries keeping lists of things that people check out is just generally really, really uncomfortable. But no, this is what we need to spend our time doing. Current law, just by way of reference, parents can actually go and request that a library will do this, and the law permits them to do that. Otherwise, the material lists that you check out cannot be disclosed. And what begs question here, and it's not in this bill, is, well, what happens if the librarians don't do this exactly? Like, what's the enforcement mechanism? Because don't you just catch a whiff? We may be a wee bit downwind of the criminal penalties for the librarians that don't do that, because that would be the next extension. It's thought policing. Doesn't a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, don't kids have a right to their thoughts to a certain extent? To curiosity, to the ability to check out a book about a subject matter that they're too embarrassed to ask another person about? I don't know. I just don't get it. I just do not get it. But you're gonna want to keep it locked in. I'm gonna spend a few minutes talking about Liz Cheney's memoir that just dropped, because boy, there are some whoppers in that sucker. She's not pulling any punches. So I'm gonna give you a little highlight reel. We might get Joel and Danielle in here and in the C block, but there's tons more to come on the Maggie Dawn Show. And do not forget, everybody, on Monday, I'm going to be joined by Princeton Professor of Sociology, Catherine Eden. We're going to talk about what universal vouchers actually are and what they are doing to return our public schools to segregated school systems. Keep it locked, everybody, and join our conversation. Text or call 844-967-2789. We'll be back with more after these important messages.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teacher pay is not keeping up with inflation. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds median pay for teachers in the state is 12% less than in 2009, adjusted for inflation. Teachers in Wisconsin's largest school districts got raises this year. It still doesn't appear to be enough to keep up with the cost of living. The median wage for teachers in Wisconsin is $59,000. A leadership race is underway in the Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard is leaving the legislature to run for Dane County Executive. Senators Jeff Smith and Diane
Heffern. From the right corner.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Dishes off to Lopez, and he flushes it through. Bucks by five again.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Chicago Bulls at the United Center in Chicago.
Giannis all by himself, and he will provide the exclamation. Stuffs it down with a two-hand jam.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
Not too far from home tonight, the Bucks in the Windy City to take on the Bulls. And this is not an in-season tournament game. We've got that to worry about next week. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for a border battle tonight. And Dave, as we enter this game, it's two teams that are really headed in different directions at this very moment.
Yeah, and it's kind of been that way for the last couple of years, ever since about January of two seasons ago, where Chicago started to have a little bit of a reality check. They got up to that great start, but it all really timed out for the Bulls when Lonzo Ball went down with the injury. They have really never been able to recover from that. Meanwhile, over this first quarter of the season, the question regularly has been asked about this Bucks team. Who is this Bucks team in terms of identity? And after pulling out, to me, you know, another gutty and high-scoring win on Monday in Miami, it seems like we might be starting to define who this team is for Milwaukee. It's become a team that's never out of a game with clutch scores across its starting five. While the defense is a work in progress, the offense is really starting to hit its stride with Giannis and Dame leading the charge over 30 points each, all of the in each of the last three games that they have both played in. So, you know, they're starting to collectively come together. And to your point, Chicago finds itself in a bit of a free fall right now. Losers of five straight, eight of their last nine. And really the big question here is, how long does this team stay together before they start to dismember this group and start to sell guys off and hit the trade market?
Yeah, and one of those names, one of those guys we will not see tonight, that's Zach LaVine. But as Adrian Griffin, and we'll hear from him a little bit later, he was quick to point out, look, we still can't sleep on this Bulls team. We heard the same thing against the Miami Heat prior to that game. We saw how much of a fight Miami put up. But the Bulls may not have Zach LaVine. They still have one guy, may not have done it the last time these teams played, but in the past has given the Bucks a world of problems, and that's DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, DeRozan was a question mark even coming into this game, too. Left that game with a sore left ankle the last time out against Boston. But as you mentioned, LaVine out of this game with right foot soreness. So to me, I, the players have talked about how nice it's been to grind wins out and establish their culture. And there have been more than a few passing remarks, though, about how much easier it would be on their bodies, much less the blood pressure of the fans and coaches, to win some of these games more convincingly. Tonight, I think against a Bulls team that's really fracturing in the midst of this losing streak, can Milwaukee deliver a haymaker and win a game convincingly? I really think this will be an interesting test, but you're going against a Bulls team that, look, they are going to be out playing for pride here. Alex Caruso, after that last game, said, this is our job. You got to show up, do your job, whether you got Bulls on your chest, your jersey, or Celtics, and there's a pride that comes with playing in the NBA. So will the Bulls play like it tonight, or will they play like the team that we last saw out on the court as part of a lopsided loss in Boston on Tuesday night that was down by as many as 35 points? So, but I would love to see Milwaukee come with a little bit of that killer instinct and earn themselves a chance where they don't have to maybe work quite so hard in the final 5 minutes of each fourth quarter.
Yeah, the fans, the players, even the broadcast crew as well. It'd be nice to not have to stress through the final few minutes of a game. But what a difference having Damian Lillard makes. And I think he's not the reason why the Bucks have been so good in the clutch, but he is certainly a big reason, leading the league in 65 clutch points this season. We'll check in with Dave again just before tip, but that is your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. When we come back, we will get you caught up on some news around the league on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank, and a member FDIC.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to take a look at some league news here. Pistons forward Bojan Bogdanović is expected to make his season debut Saturday when the Pistons host the Cleveland Cavaliers. Bogdanović had been out with a calf strain all season long. He averaged a career best just under 22 points per game with the Pistons last season. Detroit, though, currently in a 15-game losing streak, now a league worst, 2-16 on the season. They play tonight against the New York Knicks. Pelicans forward Larry Nance Jr. is expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks after he re-aggravated a right rib fracture last week. While Nance Jr. exits, Trey Murphy III enters. He is expected to make his season debut for the Pels tomorrow night when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. Murphy had been out all season after undergoing surgery to repair the meniscus in his left knee back in September. And finally, the Adelson family and Dumont family of the Las Vegas Sands Casino have entered into bidding purchase agreements to acquire majority ownership and the rights to serve as governor of the Dallas Mavericks. The families are hopeful to close the transaction by the end of 2023. In the agreement, though, Mark Cuban would retain a minority stake in the franchise and would continue to have control of basketball operations. The two teams have also said to be in discussions about building a casino entertainment district in Dallas, which would include a new arena. Those plans, though, require gambling to become legal in the state of Texas. Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip-off, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. When we come back, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with Bucks assistant coach Patrick Mutombo. You'll hear that conversation next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Jay.
And Bulls round two. They've already played each other a couple times or one time this season. This will be number two. We're talking with Patrick Mutombo. And Pat, before we get into this matchup against the Bulls here, the last few games we've seen that grit and determination your team has played with in these closing games. How important is that for a group early on in a season coming together with new faces?
Well, very. You know, as you know, the game, most games are determined in the last 4 minutes, you know, so it's very important that at that time of the game, your approach and your mindset is where it needs to be in terms of physicality, execution, you know, sticking to the game plan, knowing what you were doing, and all those things. It's extremely important. It's good for us to get those reps early on so that we can keep building and developing that muscle, because as you know, once you get into thin air, you know, most games are not going to be blowout games. They're going to be games where you have to one or two possessions. You know, we'll determine the game. So it's good for us to go through that right now.
Well, one of the things that stands out, you look at, no surprise, number one offensive efficiency in clutch time in these games, but the number three defensive efficiency in that time. What do you like and what do you attribute that to?
Well, it's good. It's good. But then you go, well, what can we do that before too? You know, I think it also speaks to our will to win. We have players with extremely high basketball IQ, and they understand what it takes to win. So when we get to winning time, they understand like what type of mental focus need to be put forth in order to come up with the victory. So it kind of just speaks to what our team is capable of doing. Now we just got to find a way to do it consistently.
Tonight's game, a Bulls team that is giving up, I think the three-point rate is around 47%, which would be the highest of any opposing team in 45 years. How important is that facet of this game tonight from your perspective to try to capitalize there?
Well, you can't fall in love with the three, right? I think you stay who you are. You're trying to get quick buckets in transition, get stops and run one, you know, trying to get easy layups at the rim, but then force them to collapse. Now, the way they are built, naturally they will collapse, you know, kind of enticing you to take threes and limit you to one shot, and those threes are contested because they are getting out there with great effort. Now, that's why you want to touch the paint and see if you can finish first or get fouled, and if you can't do that, then kick out for a three, and if it's not wide open, swing it again and trying to get into the paint again. That's when you really break down their defense, and now you have either the paint all the three. But falling in love with the first available three is probably not the formula we want to adopt.
All right, good insights. I know there's a lot to talk about, but you've got to run, so I'm going to let you go. All right, appreciate you, Coach.
Thank you so much. I wish I had more time.
Oh, of course, no, I appreciate the time. Patrick Mutombo, assistant coach, one of the new faces on this Bucks coaching staff. We will step aside, come back with more in a moment. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive
I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, pick and rolls and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Bucks and High Tide have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through steals for meals. Hydrite will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. Thank you to Hydrite for their support to fight hunger in our community. Time now to go courtside and get the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Do you have a kind of a further update on like kind of severity with Pat's injury and maybe what that looks like for him?
Not at this time, I don't.
Yeah. Obviously, I think he was sixth on the team in minutes played, so that's a big chunk of minutes. Obviously Jay's been out, so what are you kind of looking for there with particularly Marjan and Andre, with maybe filling some of those minutes and the things Pat brought you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Marjan, everyone, you know, has to just be ready, you know, whenever someone goes down. Dre's been great, Marjan's been great, AJ Green is over there, and TA is over there, Brooke, Robin is over there. Chris, if he's with us, not Chris Middleton, Chris Livingston, but you know, it's all hands on deck right now.
Griff, I believe the last time you were a head coach in this building was at the All-Star game. Which team were you coaching? The World or something? Or I don't even remember.
I think the U.S. team. Yeah, I don't remember.
It's an exhibition. Yeah, anyway, yeah. What is it like for you to be back, to come back to this building? I know you've been here many times, but it's the first time as an NBA head coach.
Was the World. I did, because I had Luka Doncic was on my team. And I was mad because he didn't go hard, and I wanted to win, you know. Forget his career and everything. That was the most important thing to me in my life right there. So, no. It means a lot, obviously. I played here. I've coached here, won a lot of games, built a lot of great relationships here. So it's always special coming into this building in the city of Chicago. You know, I was here probably 8 total years. My kids grew up here a lot. So there's always strong ties to the city of, you know, Chicago. My wife is from Champaign, Illinois. So this is, you know, always kind of like second home for us. So always enjoy coming back here.
Coach, in the last 2 weeks, the Bucks have gone from 27th in defensive rebounding rate to 7th. What do you attribute that to?
The players, always the players. You know, when, and I'm not just saying this, but, you know, when things are good, it's the players. And when things are not, you know, as coaches, we got to look at what we can do, you know, to be better. And I played this game, you know, so the players, especially in today's generation, what I really appreciate is that, you know, they care a great deal. They want to win. They want to be better. They're inquisitive about how they can get better as a team and their individual game. So, you know, one of the areas that we was stressed that, you know, our defensive rebounding he needed to improve, and a lot of some of that was you know, schematics, and some of that is, you know, just effort and technique and the fundamentals to turn around and boxing out, but also I think also you know, understanding, you know, the makeup of our team with Brooke out there, you know, there's certain things we have the freedom of doing, and like I said before, our team, you know, it's been 20 games or so. They're still getting to know each other and play into each other's strengths, but I think we're figuring it out every game.
What did you like when you revisit the tape with DeMar DeRozan? There's no Zach LaVine tonight, so that changes the dynamics a little bit. But when you revisit the game tape, what did you like about defensively what you did against DeRozan the first time?
Well, you know, every game is different. You know, DeRozan is – you can't really go by last game. You know, DeRozan is a pro. He's a proven all-star. He's been around for years, and you know, with LaVine out, he's going to be probably more aggressive, and he has the capabilities of putting up big numbers and having big nights. So really can't go on last game. You know, it's always five men on the defensive end, and we have to do it collectively. But he's always been a hard task. You know, he's capable of getting to the free throw line. He's capable of getting to the rim. So he's elite, and we know that. So we got to do it together.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin as his team gets set to take on the Chicago Bulls. We will get you updated on the injury report, and there's been one update to it for the Bulls next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Save big money in your next project right now at Menards. Always know who's at your door with a smart video doorbell from Fight Electric. From the delivery man to unwanted guests, see live video on your phone or smart device from anywhere and receive alerts when motion is detected. Pick one up today for $49.97 right now at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea. Price is good through December 3rd.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on hot selling meat items.
1 pound Carolina ground turkey, just $1.79 or 3 for $5. And 4 pound Papa Charlie's Italian beef, just $11.99.
Ay caramba, hot, hot prices.
Ground turkey, $1.79, Italian beef, $11.99.
Hurry, these products are gonna fly off the shelf.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're Woodmans.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to go through the injury report for both teams in tonight's matchup. For the Bucks, no Jay Crowder, who's still recovering from that left adductor surgery. No Pat Connaughton either. Did not play in the second half in that game against the Miami Heat on Tuesday after suffering a right ankle sprain. Chris Livingston, Ty Washington, Lindell Wigginton, and Marquise Bolden all out, as well as they are on assignment with the Wisconsin Herd in the G League. Those are your players out for the Bucks this evening. As for the Chicago Bulls, we heard from Billy Donovan, Zach LaVine would be out tonight as he's dealing with right foot soreness, and DeMar DeRozan was a game-time decision. However, DeMar DeRozan has now been ruled out. He is also out with a left ankle sprain, and of course, Lonzo Ball has been out for roughly 2 years now, recovering from left knee surgery. One local note, too, Justin Lewis, formerly of Marquette, he is out of tonight's contest as he is on a G League assignment for the Chicago Bulls. The injury report brought to you by Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and get you some final thoughts heading into tip-off as the Bucks are in Chicago taking on the Bulls. We'll get to those thoughts after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station Nation wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra sharp monitors and top brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Her name is Pam Jahnke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Jahnke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM.
Almost tip time in Chicago for the Bucks and the Bulls, and we're rejoined now by Dave Kane, who will call the action tonight. And Dave, as we just went through with the injury report, a bit of a curveball. I think we were under the assumption DeMar DeRozan was going to play, but the Bucks will now face the Chicago Bulls without both Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, and this being typically the time in the pregame where I talk about my keys, I think I got a new one, and that is keep your eye on the ball. I mentioned it earlier. You want to try to dominate a game. You got a real opportunity now, so can you keep your focus up to where you'd want it to be, not play down to the level of the competition, which is something that can happen. I don't care who you are, but this is a group that they've lost 8 of their last 9, 5 straight. Now you're without your 2 leading scorers, and so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the Bucks respond with that. But I'll tell you this, regardless of who's out there, this is another one of those games where I think for the Bucks, it's a third straight where you go against a team that has struggled at times offensively but also sits among the NBA leaders in points off turnovers. So how do you let a team in a game? Well, when your focus isn't there, you give up points off turnovers. The Bucks gave up 27 points off turnovers in those first three quarters against Portland. We all know the Bucks went down 26, but they would come back to win that game. Since that fourth quarter on, the last five quarters, Milwaukee's given up just 10 points off turnovers in those five quarters and just 9 turnovers overall against not only that Portland team that lives on points off turnovers, but also that ball-hawking Miami defense that also lives off of those same kind of things. So now a Chicago team that gets the highest percentage of its points from turnovers in the league at almost 20%, Bucks need to make the Bulls earn their points and play discipline in their ball handling, their spacing, all those types of things that have at times presented challenges for them when they have been loose with the ball. But so we'll see if they can do that. And then, again, you know, you heard earlier, if folks were listening, my conversation with Patrick Mutombo, I think it's also a group that you have an opportunity to do some damage outside if history is any indication of things here to come. Again, giving up 47% three-point rate, which is a high volume of three-point shots, the highest we've seen in 45 years since that statistic has been looked at. So three-point line was put in. So, you know, end of the day, those are a couple of things I look at tonight. But, again, in general, keep your focus.
And it's the three-point shooting is something we've heard Billy Donovan talk about as well, that is still a work in progress for his team. The other thing, and I was going to say before you brought it up, the turnovers, regardless of how good your opponent is in that area, is going to be big in matchups like this because it's a double-edged sword. You not only don't score, you put them in transition and give them a chance to juice their offense. So that's going to continue to be big for this team. But also rebounding, we've seen the Bucks do a much better job on the glass for really the last 2 weeks. And this is a Bulls team that enters in the bottom 10 in each category rebounding the basketball. So that's another area you would have to circle and think, we should win this tonight.
Yeah, I mean, again, it goes back to that unconventional scoring, the easy points. And you can't give a team like this an opportunity to score easy points. And ultimately, I think Milwaukee could have some opportunities, too, offensively on the glass, even though they haven't been particularly good in the offensive rebounding category. But they're getting better slowly, still in the bottom five of the league in offensive rebounding percentage. But now into the top 20 in the defensive rebounding percentage, where they were hovering around 27, 28, as you mentioned, about 2 weeks ago. I think they've been, in the last 2 weeks, seventh in the league in defensive rebound percentage. So see what they can do there.
We shall see as a tip-off rapidly approaching here in the Windy City. Before we get to that, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It is the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls from